Hello, I'm Jane Hanser, and this is the ESL Help Desk, your first stop for fun help with English grammar and communication. At the ESL Help Desk, all of our examples and activities are based on authentic language, either written or spoken by other learners of English and native speakers. The ESL Help Desk would like to remind you to share your questions and comments about English with us. We love to hear your suggestions about future podcasts. This week, we are going to take a trip into the world of grammar. We are going to discuss an area of confusion for many, the use of the present continuous tense to indicate future time. You are going to hear a sentence. We would like you to tell us what its time reference is, past, present, or future, and to write your answer in the box below.
I am traveling to New York.
Join us now for our lesson. We often use the present continuous tense to indicate a future time reference. Part 1. We can use the present continuous tense in a simple sentence when the future time reference is made clear by the context, which is often established by the use of a time word.
What are you doing next week?
I'm traveling to New York.
How are you getting there?
I'm taking the train. And my husband is flying. We're meeting our friends there. Then we're both taking the train back together.
Why is he flying?
He's coming from Washington, D.C., and we'll be meeting in the city. Then we're both flying home together. Hey, would you like to get some coffee and a bite to eat? I'm feeling hungry. My stomach is growling.
Right now? Yes, sounds good.
Part 2. We use the present continuous tense in a complex sentence when the subordinate clause begins with when and the whole sentence refers to the future.
When my daughter grows up, I'm going to bring her to Vienna and show her the city where she was born. When my daughter grows up, I'm bringing her to Vienna and showing her the city where she was born.
So, what's the answer to the lesson we asked you in the beginning? The answer is, I don't know. I would need to hear the conversation and the context in which this sentence was spoken. It could be either present or future time reference, depending on the context. We are now going to conclude our podcast for this week. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to send us a message.